Friday is a podcast about dark romance and monster smut. So if you're not down for weird shit, this is not the show for you. Content may include explicit sexual description, explicit language, conversations about human to human, human to monster, and monster to monster sexual activities. Masturbation, questionable consent, morally gray ethics, murder out of jealousy, BDSM themes and tropes, fictional pregnancy, violence, emotional gut-wrenching story arcs, and all of the kinks. Oh, and dubious insertion of inanimate objects. We're multicultural, multipolitical, multisexual, multiracial group. We believe in inclusiveness, body positivity, bodily autonomy, and human rights for all. But we also like talking about characters getting railed by monsters and humans alike. Overall, prepare for cackling, tangents, general unhinged commentary. We're probably going to annoy the majority of the general population, but if you don't like it, instead of clutching your pearl necklace, you can just not listen. Okay, thanks, bye! True fine art to me is a crab rangoon. That can sum it up.
I'll come for a crab rangoon, that's for sure.
I would come for a crab.
It doesn't match at all.
Right.
Well, let's
is too young.
What facts?
18's too young.
The facts. What did they talk about
the
in the book?
Actually. Right. The Fae, do they hold like a human job? Or are they like full on fairy?
He's like a landlord.
Fairy shit.
He's actually like a serf. No, the opposite of that.
I'm sorry, I will never live down your description of a very popular male main character being a fucking landlord.
From that, let's read books that no one would ever recommend to their mom.
I want a t-shirt that says trash can people.
Listen.
There is sexual fan art.
Is there a...
Yep.
FYI.
Imagine that. People on the internet
FYI.
Doing
something. I did a little googly goog to see.
I will say, I think the whole summary of this is why we read monster smut.
1,000%.
Yeah. Shifter smut, monster smut.
Strange, not exactly human. His face worn from the sun and snow, white hair running down to his eyes. But I'm over that way. She pointed back to the Black Diamond chorus. The man simply grunted.
Yes. He threw her down in the snow, ripped off her skis, and began to lick his lips. She smiled at him. Oh my. Well, I suppose I could repay you that way, you cheeky old man.
I cannot get on board with him. He does. He makes me
I'm already
so
married
upset.
To the Empress, so...
Yeah.
Not masculine energy in here.
No, conflict of interest. Not.
Hey, no. Unrelated question. Do we have daddy issues?
Wow, Ivy. Was that really unrelated?
Exactly are you asking?
Wow, yeah.
Join us every Friday for Unhinged Shenanigans, books, games, and more. You can find us on Instagram at @FeralFridayPod. Did you know we have a website? Visit us at www.feralfridaypod.com. Make sure to give us a like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. If you'd like us to cover a particular book or series, please send us an email at bferal@feralfridaypod.com. Happy reading!